This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Three Pentecost Mondays E. First posted June 14, 2010, Psalm 30 to Thanksgiving for Healing. The psalm is attributed to David, the great human shepherd king of Israel. Paraphrase, the psalmist testifies that those whose sin is forgiven and forgotten are blessed. Those who the Lord does not judge as sinful and deceitful are blessed. The psalmist testifies that he was afflicted with suffering and wasted away when he did not acknowledge his sinfulness. God's hand was heavily upon him, causing him to groan day and night. His strength was dried up, like dew, by the summer heat. Then he acknowledged his sin and did not conceal his iniquity. He decided to confess his sin to the Lord, and the Lord forgave him of guilt for his sin. So let all who are godly, who emulate God's nature, pray to the Lord. In times of troubles, when assailed as in a flood, they shall not be swept away. The Lord is a hiding place and refuge for us. He preserves us from trouble and surrounds us with deliverance. Let me instruct and teach you in the right way. I will keep my eye on you and offer you my counsel. Don't be like a mule or a horse which doesn't understand, which must be restrained by bit and bridle, or it will not cooperate. Many are the pangs of the wicked, but those who trust in the Lord are surrounded by His steadfast love. Let the righteous, those who do what is good, right and true, according to God's word, and those who are upright in their innermost selves, rejoice and be glad. Let them shout for joy in the Lord. Commentary. David was deliberately intended by God to prefigure and illustrate the Messiah, Christ, God's anointed, eternal Savior and King, Jesus Christ. I concur with my namesake's testimony. It has been my own personal experience. The Lord is willing and abundantly able to forgive and forget our sins, disobedience of God's word in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, who is the fulfillment, embodiment, and illustration of God's word lived in human flesh in this world, John 1:14. We have all sinned and fall short of God's standard of righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. If we deny our sin, we will only go from bad to worse. Only when we recognize and confess our sin can we be spiritually healed and restored to eternal life and fellowship with God our Creator, Acts 17:26-27. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our forgiveness and eternal salvation, Acts 4:12, and our only way to know divine eternal truth and to have fellowship with God our Father, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only refuge that is eternally secure. In times of trouble we can call to Him and He will protect, preserve and deliver us. I testify that this has been my personal experience. Let me, or any truly born again John 3:3-5-8, disciple, student, and apostle, messenger, of the gospel, teach new believers. New believers are to be discipled by born again disciples within the true church, the modern equivalent of Jerusalem, the city of God, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5-8, until they have been born again. The Apostle Paul is the biblical example, Acts 9:10-18, before going into the world with the gospel. Acts 9:20. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.